Torah tells us, Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva Vayelech Harana. So Yaakov now is leaving Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz La'aretz. And he's going from Be'er Sheva. So we know the name Be'er Sheva, Pasuk in Vayera, page 5, Hakein Karal Malkam Ahu Be'er Sheva, Kisham Nishmu Shneim. That Be'er Sheva has a name from the Lashon Shvua. And the question is there any relevance to the name Be'er Sheva in terms of the Torah mentioning that he's leaving Be'er Sheva? Because why is it so important to mention where he's leaving? It's more important that he's going to Harana. The fact that he left a place that's called Be'er Sheva, what is the significance of that? And then the Torah continues that Hashem appeared to him and he says, Aris asher tashachai v'la'achad menu muzarecha v'ezarecha kafa ha'aretz u'faratzta yama v'kedma v'tzafona v'negma. So what's this bracha of Yama Vakedin of Itzafon of Anegba? And then we have a medrash on page 6. It says, Kibar Shemesh, the sun set. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the Medrash caused the sun to set early on page 6, third line. Kiva, left column. Kiva Shemesh Rabbanami, Kiva Shemesh Melamed Sheishkia Kadosh Baruch Hu Kal Kalachama Shalom Ba'onasa Mishvil Adaber Im Yaakov Avinu Betzina. That, you know, it's like you want to speak to someone in private, so Ki'ilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu shut off the light because he wanted to have a private conversation with Yaakov Avinu. Like a king says, shut off the lights because I want to have something private with my servant or whatever. So what is that all about? What's being said over here? So the Shem Yishmuel from page 8 quotes this Medrash and he tries to explain in the fourth column, second paragraph, the Venera. We know there's a cloud that ain't Nevuah b'chutz la'aretz. That Nevuah only is in Eretz Yisrael. However, there's one exception, maybe even two. The one exception is, if the Navi was a Navi in Eretz Yisrael, and he already got Nevuah in Eretz Yisrael, but now he goes to chutz la'aretz, since he already had Nevuah in Eretz Yisrael, so he can get Nevuah even in Chutz La'aretz. And that, the Gemara says in Moi Cotton, says about Yecheskel. Because we know Yecheskel, in Yecheskel Aleph, it's the Haftorah we read the first day of Shavuos. On page 10. Hayo, hayo, Dvar Hashem al Yecheskel ben Buzi Hakon be'eret kazdim al nahar kivar Vati alav sham yad Hashem. So here Yecheskel is in Chutzlarts in Bavel, and he's getting a nevuah. So the Radak writes, whereas the first time he can't get his original nevuah in Chutz La'aretz, but if he already had a nevuah when he was in Eretz Yisrael, then he can get a nevuah in Chutz La'aretz. And that's the Gemara in Noach Katan. Take a look on page 11 of Chaf Hei Amud Aleph. Pasal Rav Avraham Roy Hayav Rabbeinu Shetishrei Rav Shechina. So Rashi says on the Russian, my haya, shehaya kvar. So two pshat, either that was a one-time thing, or yesh omim shehaya kvar be'eretz Yisrael. Hayo, meaning hayo means it once happened already. Since it happened already, so you can be a Navi even in Chutz La'aretz. If you were already a Navi in Eretz Yisrael and then you leave, you could already continue in Chutz La'aretz. But if you start off in Chutz La'aretz, then you can't get initial nevuah in Chutz La'aretz. And the Mechilta on page 12 says even a further idea. Afal pish in adabe imayim b'chutz la'aretz b'chutz avos lo divay memel ela b'mokom tarshal mayim. Says, and even a person who gets a nevuah in chutz la'aretz because he had it already in Eretz Yisrael, but even in Chutz La'aretz, you're not going to get a nevuah any place in Chutz La'aretz. You have to be standing near the water, near the ocean, or something like that. And then you can get a nevuah even in Chutz La'aretz. Perhaps you have to have had it already in Eretz Yisrael, but even when you're going to get it, it has to be next to the water. And that's what Yecheskel, that's what the Pasuk says, that Hayo Hayo, he was Mekayim Hayo Hayo, and it was what? Al Nahar Kvar, he was next to the river, so that's why he was able to get a nevuah even in Chutz La'aretz. So the Shem Yishmur, we'll turn back now to page 8. The Shem Yishmur says Venira, page 8, the fourth column, paragraph Venira. Venira, the hine ein nevuah shorah b'chutz la'aretz. Rakshin is nami b'kodim b'aretz. Hatani shlom in hine nevuah yehu inyan histapkus ha-nefesh b'shorsha. Whereas nevuah means that there's going to be a connection between your neshama and the ribono shel olam. But the problem is that we have a physical body. And the physical body serves as a chatzitza, a mechitza. It's a barrier between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the neshama. Right? Alkein Beret HaKadosha Chama Al HaGuf HaAret Shido Memavadei Shesham Gam Adomim Yesh Lo Yuzetakus B'tzad Ma Zepo Gamkein Al HaGuf HaAdom Shem Kabo Psoos Mesuchach. That in Eretz Yisrael, one could reach a madrega that the physical is transformed so much that it doesn't serve as a chatzitza between the neshama and the ribono shel olam. In Chutz La'aretz, we can't reach that madrega. So b'meila, the guf is always going to be chaytzeis between the neshama and the ribon shel olam, and therefore we can't have a nevuah. So he says, the Shem Yishmuel, the pshat by Yaakov Avinu is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to speak to him b'tzina when he's sleeping. There shouldn't be a chatzitza. So what does he do? He causes the sun to set early. And when it sets early, he goes to sleep. And mainly his guf, and when a person sleeps, we know that the nefesh, the neshama, leaves the guf to a certain degree. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to speak to him alone, just like the mashal, when a king wants to speak to his eved alone, he doesn't want anyone else to be there, so he shuts off the lights and everyone leaves, and he's with his servant. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be with the neshama of Yaakov Avinu alone, so he wanted the guf to, so to speak, to leave, so that what he did was he caused it to be night, and Mimele he'll go to sleep, and Mimele when he goes to sleep, the neshama is outside of the guf, and Mimele you can have that connection, that chibur. So the yisod of Rosai, let me tell you what the yisod here is. The yisod here is that a person is going to Chutzlarts. That's what Yaakov Avinu was going to Chutzlarts. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to make a connection with him, a deep connection before he leaves. So that's why he wants to have, that he should have Nevuah now. You should have Nevuah, just like by Yechezkel. If there was already a deep connection between your neshama and Ribono Shel Olam and Eretz Yisrael, so even when you go to Chutz La'aretz, that connection will still remain, and you can still get Nevuah. And the Mor v'Shemesh says a similar idea. The Mor v'Shemesh says on the third column, second paragraph, page 14, Yaakov v'Yoyim v'Nafshu le'el Chutzlarts. Yaakov was afraid to go to Chutzlarts, to leave the Eretz HaKadosha. So the Medrash, he quotes the Medrash. The Medrash says that when Yaakov Avinu leaves Eretz Yisrael, he says, take a look. Yaakov Avinu, third column. Hayar yori l'nafsho leilech Chutzlarts. Because he felt he's going to be a chutzlarts, he's not going to have the same relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu anymore. And in fact, as soon as he goes into chutzlarts, he felt a little bit. So that's what it means. The Medrash says, "Shenasa olam lefan of kikosom," that the world, as soon as he goes to chutzlarts, is like walking into a stone wall. walking into a stone wall. Take a look on the Medrash on page 6. Vayifka b'mokom bikesh lavor nasa olam kulo kimin kosa lefanav. It's like you're knocking into the wall. So what does that mean? And vayolam shan, besides the literal translation, that means he slept there, lashon tluna. He was complaining. He was felt bad that he has to go to Chutz La'aretz, that he's not going to have that same relationship. So he davened that Hashem should be with him even in Golus. And that's what Maariv is. Maariv is the night we want a kesher with the Kadosh Baruch Hu even in Golus. So that's why he gets the bracha ufaratz to yama v'kedma, meaning that faratz means all the mechitzas, all the barriers are going to be broken off, and you're going to maintain the kedusha with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Since as he was leaving, he made sure that the relationship should stay. That's why Vayolon Sham Kiva Hashemesh. That as he was leaving, he felt, so he said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can't part ways. And then Hashem said, okay, I'm going to make sure Farat Tayam of Akedma that there's going to be no barriers. And the Sfas Emes says an unbelievable thing. Sasema says, and this is, and the Minchashai, I didn't bracket it, but the Minchashai points out also on page 15, but in the beginning of Vayetze, the first line. Vayetze Yaakov Sodom, lo pasuch v'lo sosum. Meaning, in Parshas Vayetze, says the Sfas Emes, third paragraph, there's no Parsha Psuch or Stuma. Usually, you know, you always have Peis and Samech throughout the Parsha. You know, those of you that, you know, young, you play the Chumash game. The Chumash game, the Peis and Samech, you know, right? So in Vayetze, there's no Peis and Samech. The whole Parsha is one Parsha. It's not broken up with Peis and Samech in the middle. So what's the significance of that? Well, the significance, the Sfas Emes explains, is because here Yaakov is going to Chutz La'aretz. So therefore he wants to make sure that he still maintains his connection to his original roots in Eretz Yisrael. So if there would be a pay in Samach, that would, he would say that there's a break. The relationship is not the same. There's a break. But no Peis Samech is merames that the same dveikus that existed when Yaakov Avinu was in Eretz Yisrael, that exists in Chutz La'aretz as well. And then the same idea, that if you have a strong relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Eretz Yisrael, so even when you go to Chutz La'aretz, you can still have Nevuah. Because you purified yourself. And that's what the Zohar HaKadosh says on page 19. The Zohar HaKadosh says, that Avraham Avinu went to Mitzrayim. He says, the Moshe was like this, if a person wants to go into a pit, but he wants to make sure that he can be pulled up from the pit. So before he goes, he ties a rope around him, and he ties a rope to a rope to a rope, and makes sure when he goes in the pit that he's tied to the rope. So there'll always be someone on top of the pit that can always pull him out. So that's what the Avos who went, Avraham and Yaakov, who went to Chutz La'aretz, were always afraid. So that's why they made strong ksharim before they left with the Ribbono Shel Olam, so they should always be able to be pulled out. So now I think the practical lesson for us is the following. You know, always a question, you know, why do we go to yeshiva? You know, you could go to other places to for college education. What's the point? Shiurim, well, today online you can spend, there's a lifetime of Torah online. You want to hear shiurim? You know, you could, you know, people can be any place in the world. You can hear a shiur any place in the world, you know. So the main point of yeshiva education today and on a higher level, besides of course learning is important, but learning you can always, I mean, of course now you have more time to do it, so of course it's better. But one of the things you won't be able to do to the same degree is relationships. Those relationships with Rebbeim, relationships with Chaverim, those things are the ikar time to do it is when you're in yeshiva. And once you have those relationships, even though eventually people leave and go in different paths, but once you have that strong kesher when you're in yeshiva, then you can always come back. Meaning, that old relationship will always exist. And in life, you're always going to need, there's always questions of advice, in Eitzah, in Halacha. That's why it's always important to get relationships with Rebbeim, with Chaverim, to be rooted. So even though you go to Chutzlar, it's meaning the mashal of yeshiva being Eretz Yisrael, and Chutzlar, even the yeshiva in Chutzlar, it's being like Eretz Yisrael, and Chutzlar is Chutz. But if you made a strong kesher when you're in yeshiva, so then that could always, you always have that connection. And that's what the pasuk says in Akev, that for, you see, for us, the connection with the Ribbono Shel Olam we have through our Rebbeim. Hashem Elokecha Tira Hoso Savod. So Rashi says on page 20, Hashem Elokecha Tira V'Tavod V'Tidbak Bo Dveikus Vashem. And the Rambam says, what does that mean? So says the Rambam, Hilchos Deis Vav Deis Mitzvah Esei Midabek V'Chachamim V'Talmideim. So it's a mitzvah to be Midabek with Chachamim and the Talmidim. So it means you're Rebbeim and your friends, your classmates, who you're learning Torah together. And that's a kiyum of Uvo Sidbak. And the key to that opportunity, and then there's other psukim, Ladov Kabo, and Akev, Rashi says, Efsher, to be Dovik Rashem, he's a fire, Eish Ochlohu, Eli Dovik B'Talmidim, the Chachamim, that's from a different pasuk. As the Sifrei quotes, and that's what the Mishnah says in Avos. Rabbi Shul ben Prachi Omer, Asei lecha Rav, Knei lecha Chaver, etc. And that's the years that you have in yeshiva, where you have opportunity to be together with Rebbeim, with Chaverim. So these could anchor you, because in life you could always, sometimes people could drift, sometimes people need Eitzah, they need, you know, so you could always feel part of something even if you leave. But since you were connected eventually in the beginning, that connection could always be years in the future, could always be gotten back to. And that's the lesson of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, before he goes into Chutz La'aretz, so he leaves from Be'er Sheva. He leaves from Be'er Sheva. And Be'er Sheva, we were asking, what's the significance that he's leaving from Be'er Sheva? He could have left from anywhere. Why is it so important that he left from Be'er Sheva? And the Svarim write, because that's Lashon Shavuah. Shavuah, that there's going to be a connection. As the Svasemis writes on page 7. Vayeti Yaakov Be'er Sheva, Shenishma Lachadosh Baruch Hu L'Bechol Libo, the Zohar says. That he's nishma to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's always going to be close to him. And that's why he mentions Be'er Sheva Rak before he leaves. Because that's the idea. Before you leave, the years in yeshiva, of course you should learn, and you learn a lot. But if you make a relationship, that's even more significant. That's even more significant. Because then you can feel comfortable to always come back and always have that link. And then that's the halacha. If you were a Navi in Eretz Yisrael, then you can be a Navi in Chutz La'aretz. But you never had the connection in Eretz Yisrael, you can't start in Chutz La'aretz. And it has to be Dafkal Yam, which is Yam is represents Anivus and Torah, because it's only going to help if you have, even if you're outside Eretz Yisrael, outside the coastal Yeshiva. You always have to have the connection to the Yam HaTalmud, to the Mayim, to the Tara, etc. And even though you're not in it fully all the time, but that connection will always remain. And that's why Yaakov felt, if he didn't have a connection, it's like he's bumping into a wall all the time, because he doesn't know where to go. He needs direction. He needs Eitzah. So he felt as soon as he went to Vayivka Mamokom, he bumped his nose, kiviyachol, you know, figuratively, on the wall, because he felt he doesn't have direction. And then he said to Hashem, you know, be with me. And then Hashem says, Faratza Yama Vakedma, that all boundaries, all mechitzas are down, and I'm going to be connected to you. And that's the yisod. There's another yisod that the Shem Shmuel points out, we're not going to get into right now, that but it's an interesting idea, just for two more minutes, and that is the Shem Shmuel points out that when Yaakov leaves Eretz Yisrael, he only appeared to Hashem in a dream. But when he's going back to Eretz Yisrael, Vaya Yaakov on page 4, Vaya Yaakov is Pnei Lovan, Vayom Hashem al Yaakov, Shuv al Eretz Molatcha, that doesn't say it was a dream. So how come he only appears to Hashem in a dream when he's leaving? But when he's leaving Lavan on his way back, then he could speak to Hashem even not with a dream. So the Shem Shmuel of that same piece quotes the Mishnah in Erevin, that if a person's, whatever direction you're planning to go in, that's where you are. So when Avram, Yaakov Avinu was leaving to Chutz La'aretz, that was a lower level, so Hashem only appeared to him in a dream. When he was on his way back to Eretz Yisrael, he's on a higher level. And that's the idea being that, you know, whatever direction you're heading to, that's like defines where you are, even though you're not there. There was a person, you know, Rehut used to say, even though you don't know so much now, but you're planning, that's the direction you're going in, that's as if you are there now. And therefore, when he was going to Chutz La'aretz, that was a lower Madrega than he was going to Eretz Yisrael. But that's a separate idea. You can look in the Shem Shmuel. But that's the idea. This Parsha doesn't have psuchos and stumas, because Yaakov has to show that even though he's leaving to Chutz La'aretz, there's no hefsek. He's still connected to the original. And that's the years that you have now in yeshiva. You should try to make sure to have a relationship with Rebbeim, to have a relationship with your Chaverim, and this is so important, besides the learning, because again, as I say, learning, you shouldn't take learning lightly, and not at all. But learning, there are opportunities of learning, but a relationship is much more deeper than that, and that's what we should be proactive in trying to make sure we nurture these relationships. And then, if you have the Madrega when you're in the yeshiva, in Eretz Yisrael, so to speak, then even when you leave, the Kesher is still there, and he becomes a Navi, even a Chutz La'aretz.